How does a global community provide for the needs of its citizens without destroying the planet? That's the crux of Anthropause, The Beauty of Degrowth, a new book out this month. In the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, society shut down for a few months. As humans stayed inside, animals returned to their old habitats, and pollution eased as industry slowed. Retired researcher Stan Cox looks at how that anthropause could be a preview of the necessary societal changes to save lives and the planet. He spoke with All Things Considered Detroit host Russ McNamara last month.
The main point I'm making in the book is imagining that, you know, we as a society, and, you know, this is seems highly improbable in our current political and economic situation, but just as a thought experiment, if we were to rapidly phase out fossil fuels and get by just on the energy that could be generated other ways, and if we stop plundering the earth for minerals and cutting down forests and causing ecological damage, and we had less energy and materials and had to allocate them carefully, their first reaction is, well, that's going to mean sacrifice. What am I going to have to give up and so forth? And what I'm saying in the book is, okay, yeah, there are certain things, obviously, that will have to be given up, but let's consider all of the dangers and nuisances, terrible stuff that we put up with an advanced industrial society that has all this energy and materials running through it. We would be saying goodbye to a lot of those harms and ills by simply not doing a lot of the stuff that requires so much energy input. And so the rest of the book then is going through specific technologies and activities and so forth that are really harmful to people and the environment, of course, that we would not have the fuel to undertake them, or we would be using resources for meeting people's basic needs, and we wouldn't be spending a lot of energy on these other things. And
yeah, that's why I wanted to bring up AI. There's been such a push for all these data centers, and the people certainly don't seem to want them. AI as a tool for the average person doesn't seem like something that isn't overly necessary. People definitely don't want these in their backyard. Mm-hmm. And because there is this concern about the high cost of electricity in and around these data centers and the amount of water, the groundwater that is needed for these data centers, even people who wouldn't even consider themselves an environmental activist are like, no. And it certainly seems like this would be a good way to start, because the people have spoken at a lot of meetings across the state of Michigan and across the country that this is something that they don't want.
That's absolutely right. One of the big reasons these communities don't want them is that they create this horrific noise at very high decibel levels and low frequency noise, which is especially dangerous to human health. You know, when I started writing the book, there wasn't as much being said about AI and the data centers at that time. So I did eventually incorporate them. But the beginning of the second chapter is about noise pollution. And I just used seemingly a very small thing, but it really brings out other issues. The leaf blower, especially the gas-powered leaf blower, which also produces this low-frequency and very high-volume sound, about 8 times the decibel level that the World Health Organization says is safe. Yeah, and they're producing a wind about the speed of an EF5 tornado, this low frequency sound, it can travel like 3 football fields. It's still above the safe limit.
What are like the societal impacts? What are like the major goals that we can see after 5 years, after 10 years? Because like if doing this, like the world shutting down for essentially 3 months during a pandemic had these noticeable benefits right away, what are the more long-term impacts?
We can't go on like we're on the trajectory that we're on now, because degrowth is going to happen. Either a chaotic, brutal degrowth where it's a Mad Max kind of future, because we've tried to force growth to continue and have destroyed ecosystems and used up resources, or we can have a planned, rational degrowth that ensures that there's sufficiency for everybody and that we're not breaking through planetary boundaries and causing ecological collapse. But, you know, no way that growth can continue at this rate. Sometime in the past 3 years, we passed a milestone. The quantity of human-made stuff, that is everything that human society has manufactured or built or produced, if you weigh all of it up, the mass of all of that exceeds the total mass of all living things on Earth, all plants, animals, microbes, etc. And that quantity of stuff being produced is doubling every 20 years. And clearly that can't go on. As Herb Stein, an economist from the 70s or 80s, he was kind of the Yogi Berra of economists, and he had a line that if something can't go on forever, it won't. And that's where growth cannot go on forever. So we have to pull back, create what I called in the book an anthropause of our own, and try to have a rational, safe, and just reduction in the amount of economic activity for the good of everybody.
Stan Cox is an author and retired researcher. He worked at the Land Institute, a nonprofit in Kansas. Cox and his wife just recently moved to Dearborn. He spoke to WDET's Russ McNamara about his new book, Anthropause, The Beauty of Degrowth. It will be released by Penguin Random House on January 13th.